present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones and Andre Melly in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, it is my pleasure to ask our four keen competitors of the game if they can talk for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is written on the card in front of me. And of course, according to how well they do this, they will gain points or lose them. And we're going to begin the show this week with Andre Melly. Andre, can you talk on the minute waltz? 60 seconds, starting now.
We hear the minute waltz every time you listen to this particular program. It is written, composed by Chopin, and I happen to know about it because somebody gave me the record for a present. The musician, the pianist, that is a Philippe Entremont, and he plays it charmingly, I think. Why it has this title, I don't know, because you cannot, in fact, get through it in 60 seconds. It takes a great deal longer. It's got a second title, which was given
Clement Freud's challenge.
Repetition of second.
No, second. All right, Kenneth. It was 60 seconds before, and she said second title. So one was in the plural. Oh, good, he says to get out of it. An incorrect challenge, Clement. So Andre Melly gets a point for that, and she keeps the subject. 32 seconds on the minute waltz, Andre, starting now.
George Sands asked the man who wrote it.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, was a definite hesitation.
Well, she hesitated, but she said Sands. It's Sand. There's no S on the end.
Thank
George
you.
Sand.
Thank you
she,
very much.
She knew she'd done it wrong. That's what made her nervy. I could see the blood flush to her face, didn't it?
Yes.
That's what got you going, girl,
yes.
Didn't it? You were throbbing.
Yes.
I knew she was. I knew.
Thank you.
I found it communicates itself to
yes.
me straight away. That's
yes.
something. I understood her flight, you see.
Yes. Well, I'm delighted that you were able to explain it to the listeners who may not already have.
That's right. That's right.
What you had, yes. Well done. Thank you very much, Kenneth. You shut up now. Clement, you have 28 seconds on the minute waltz starting now.
As a dance, the minute waltz has particular appeal for me because it seems to me to have movement which combines deviation of step with repetition of direction combined with a hesitation of tempo, and therefore could not have been invented for a better panel game than that to which Ian Messiter lends his name, which is so very ably judged by you, Nicholas Parsons, and played.
Andre Melly, you've just challenged.
Deviation, because what? I do not believe that Clement Freud thinks that Nicholas Parsons judges this particular game with.
I was, before you'd said it, I was about to give Clement Freud 2 points for his nice compliment, but I'm inclined to believe that you are accurate in what you've just said, Andre Melly. So, therefore, I can't give you 2 points, but I do give you 1 point for a very clever challenge, and you have 1 second left on the minute waltz, starting now.
A waltz to the chair.
Well, Andre Melly was then speaking when the whistle went, and as you know, the whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up. Andre got him with 1 second to go with a brilliant challenge. He has a commanding lead over everybody at the end of that round. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. Women's football. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds? Starting now.
Women's football, also known as woman's football, is really very similar to the same game played by people of the opposite sex. But for some extraordinary reason, the females of the species do not appear to have a strong kick as do their opposites. They slap you as hard.
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of opposite.
The opposite sex?
The opposite sex.
And he said opposites. No, he said the opposite sex, and then this time he said opposites.
Oh, I thought you weren't allowed to do that.
No, I've been just giving it against him last time, and he challenged Andre on seconds and second.
Is that right? Well, I'm glad I had to say something, because, of course, people won't know I'm here. I haven't had an opportunity of speaking before. Hello, everybody. Well, now you can just award him another point, and then get on
the game. Giving yourself a plug. How is he? The way he done it last week.
I'm delighted he's made his presence felt. You made your presence felt very early on in the show this week. Peter's done the same. Thank you, Peter. Thank you. You have an incorrect challenge, so you have a point to Clement, and you have 43 seconds on women's football starting now.
The rules of women's football are identical to those described by the Football Association and other bodies administering the game in general. For instance, even if you are a lady, you may not kick another.
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of kick.
Yes, you did say kick before. Their kick wasn't quite so strong. Peter Jones, that time I agree with your challenge, so you have a point, and you have 27 seconds on women's football, starting now.
This is something that I would cheerfully pay to see and leave my home for on a Saturday afternoon, because I think it would be much more...
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Deviation is leading us to believe that he would cheerfully pay, and I know he's as mean as old boots. He's never cheerfully paid. Devious remark, mate.
I happen to know he's not as mean as old boots, but...
He never bought me a cup of tea in the canteen once. What are you talking about?
But even
again and again, must lie out this purse, I can tell you.
Oh, that is devious in the extreme.
Yes, exactly.
Devious.
I get the subject,
no,
right?
You don't. Even if
we can't get it out. Look at it. Even if he did.
Sometimes you guys can't get it out. What I was trying to say, Kenneth, is... Even if what you said was true, he was still not deviating from the subject on the card, women's football. Peter, continue, please. 18 seconds left, starting now.
And I can foresee...
Oh, you see what happens? He gets challenged and he can't get going again. Often occurs. Andre Melle was the first to challenge.
Well, with a hesitation.
Yes, 15 seconds now with you, Andre, on women's football, starting now.
We have certain vulnerable parts of the body which can get hurt in such...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
This is deviation. I mean...
It is not deviation.
We have certain vulnerable parts.
Have you got...
I have got certain vulnerable parts. I mean,
isn't it? Kenneth, we all have certain vulnerable parts of the body.
Yes.
And Andre is still not deviating from the subject.
Perhaps she's making it sound as though she's the only sex. I've got them, and nobody's mistaken me for a lady. Nobody's coming out to me and saying, hello, miss, do you fancy a bit?
Andre Melly, you were not deviating from women's football, so you have 5 seconds left, starting now.
A good pair of football boots is very important. And then you come to the socks. Striped ones, but not all together.
So, in spite of Kenneth Williams' delightful intimidations, Andre Melly managed to keep going with women's football and gained a number of points in that round, including one for speaking when the whistle went, and she now has a very definite lead at the end of the round. Kenneth, we're now going to hear from you within the context of the
game. At last, high time. It's really good.
Independence,
here.
Kenneth.
Oh.
The most independent character. And will you talk on the subject of independence starting now?
Well, if we are going to discuss this totally objectively, and of course it's practically impossible to do that, though the polarity between the objective and the subjective is one which we could obviously discuss for hours and hours on end.
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Repetition.
Very definite repetition. 47 seconds on independence with you, Clement, starting now.
When our village made its unilateral declaration of independence, customs posts were set up between Southwell and Wolverswick, and a small force was recruited with guns and other equipment, passport stamps, and the odd pen with purple ink.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
It's too far-fetched. They didn't have passports, you know, in...
You believe all the rest, but not the passports. I think the whole thing is devious. I quite disagree that the idea of Southwold over the Wolverswick declaring unilateral independence. I'm surprised
you remember saying
before.
That the important thing was to keep going on the subject.
Without deviation or hesitation or repetition, I consider you were utterly devious.
I kept going on the subject of independence. Whether you believe that Wolverswick got independence...
You kept going on... That's a very clever way of trying to catch me out. You kept going on the subject of independence, but the challenge was that you were not passports involved in the situation.
You were not passports involved?
Oh, you see what they do to me. They can't be satisfied with my grandmother.
You were not passports involved! Oh, they'll have to edit this, you know. Otherwise...
Kenneth, I'll tell you something. They won't. My bad grammar once again will come over on the air. All I'm going to say is that I agree with Peter Jones's challenge. It was devious, and therefore you have 28 seconds, Peter, on Independence, starting now.
We have a copy at home hanging on the wall of the famous American Declaration of Independence. My wife, as you may know, comes from the New World.
No, it's Kenneth.
Deviation, we don't know at all about his wife. No, he's assuming she's Wilhelmina of the Netherlands, isn't he? National biography published.
Wasn't
we don't know anything of the kind. It's about right out of the subject. Come on.
Kenneth, he was not assuming that she was Queen of the Netherlands.
Well, as you all know, and we don't know. Nobody here does.
Kenneth, contain yourself, please. Did you want us to stop the show for a few moments?
What are you doing?
What? I disagree with your challenge, Kenneth. There are 18 seconds on independence with you, Peter Jones, starting now.
I wish I could recall all the signatories of this document. I think 48 in all, which would just about...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Because there were nothing like 48 signatories, the Declaration of Independence.
He said he thought there were 48.
Yeah, but nothing, I mean, you know, to think that far from the truth.
Exactly. I was going to say that.
Between 30 and 50.
What I was going to make.
Between 30 and 50.
I believe there were 13 states.
No. There were far more signatories.
This is one of those occasions.
Oh, yes, the audience will know.
Yes, that's true. Take your pound's nay off at the back. Yes. He's got a book of reference.
I'm inclined to agree that Peter Jones is much more close to the truth in the situation. So, Peter, you keep the subject, and there are 12 seconds on independence starting now.
There were the Adams brothers, for instance, and Franklin.
André Melliot.
He hesitated after those.
Yes,
brothers.
He just, but only just, but enough for you to have a point, André. And 7 seconds on independence starting now.
This is something which countries gain and people get. It's supposed to be admirable, but...
Peter Jones, challenge! No. Peter challenged just before the whistle. What was it, Peter?
Hesitation. She said, it's supposed...
Yes, it was as enough a hesitation as yours was, so you have a point and half a second on independence, Peter, starting now.
Thank you.
So, Peter Jones gained a few points in that round, and he has moved forward into first place alongside André Melle. Clement Freud is trailing, and Kenneth Williams is trailing more than somewhat. Peter, your turn to begin. Winning! And you are at this particular moment, but would you talk on the subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, this is something that doesn't very often happen to me. I always feel that it's a great pity when one does that somebody else has to lose. But, of course, that is the penalty one pays when one enjoys this marvelously exhilarating sensation of actually conquering a team of people who are all bent on the idea...
Clement Freud is...
My challenge was on the team of people who were all bent.
Yes. I do think.
Therefore, the challenge is on hesitation because the idea, the next phrase came a very long
time. No, your challenge, which one are you going to have? Your challenge was deviation. On bent. No, it's a delightful thought for which we will award you a point because you came in so rapidly with a delightful challenge, but he was not deviating from the subject of winning. So, Peter, Clement got the point. You keep the subject, winning 35 seconds starting now.
Of course, there are many.
Clement Freud has challenged.
He's already had his, of course, in this minute.
Yes, we occasionally allow them all, and one, of course, and that this was the second one.
Yes.
So, Clement, you have a point, and there are 33 seconds on winning starting now.
Of course, if you really want to win, there are a number of words you must never use for a second time. And the one which I employed at the beginning of my sentence was exactly an instance in fact. Winning in just a minute is something I am fairly accustomed to, mostly because the other people lose with unrelenting
frequency. André Melly has shot.
A hesitation before unrelenting.
Yes. He now began slightly embarrassed.
Yes, I know.
Yes. With justification, he was embarrassed at his remarks, so he dried up. And there are 12 seconds on winning with you, André, starting now.
Of course, this is something which we all want to do when we play games. And for some reason, if you are...
James Williams has challenged.
Here we are. I don't want to do it. My record proves it. I never win.
I just come here and chat away with the old microphone there. And I don't matter. I win or lose or what. So I think it's a devious statement to make that we all come here wanting to win. Absolutely devious.
All right, so she says we all come here wanting to win. Actually, I think you all do want to win.
Get out of it, I don't
But you probably, Kenneth, but you probably less than the others. Anyway,
no, she's making an unwanted generalization.
It is a statement that she's entitled to make within the context of this subject of winning. She believes that she's entitled to say she was not deviated from the subject. There are 4 seconds left. You, Andre, on winning, starting now.
Some of us are so unselfish and of such a wonderful character like Kenneth Williams.
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Deviation.
Why?
I think any of us are unselfish. We wouldn't be here.
Well, I don't know what to say now, because I did say that she was allowed to think that you were unselfish, even if you weren't.
Well, I'd like to challenge as well.
Why?
Because
she wasn't talking about winning, she was talking about Kenneth Williams, and he certainly isn't winning. Or he isn't this afternoon.
Yes. Oh, no, he certainly isn't winning. He's got a point, yes. So I know what we'll
do. I've got loads of points. Covered in them.
I know what we'll do in this unique situation. There's 1 second to go, so we'll give it to Kenneth Williams for 1 second.
What? What's the subject? I can hear what?
What are they on about? You've got 1 second on winning starting now.
Oh, yes, I can. The adrenaline's flowing.
So Kenneth Williams is then speaking when the whistle went. He's still in fourth place, alas. Clement Freud has moved into second place alongside Peter Jones. Andre Melis still in the lead. And Kenneth Williams, you begin the Three Gorgons. Can you talk about
that? Don't be confused with Gorgonzola, which is goodbye in any language.
I'd save those jokes for the round.
Oh, sorry.
60
yes,
seconds.
Yes.
Talk on the subject starting now.
Yeah, well, there were these three girls with snakes in their hair, and two of them were gods. One was mortal, so they said to Perseus, when you get there, your only chance is with Medusa. So, as she had the ability, along with her sisters, to turn all men that looked upon them to stone, he done it by looking in his shield at her reflection, then he brought the scythe round and cut her head off. You see, and the blood shot out of her head because it was cut off her body. Well, naturally, it would shoot out, wouldn't it, under those circumstances?
Okay.
But also, with the blood, also sprang this horse. Now, this horse, you see, come out of her head.
Yeah.
Incredible, called Pegasus. And the bloke got away on the horse, you see. They said on Pegasus he rode. The other two...
You've been challenged 7 times.
What about? What about?
Well, the first one to challenge you was very long way back, which was Andre Melly. What was it, Andre?
Because he was talking as slowly as I was talking when he said I was talking too slowly.
Oh, bad luck, Andre. Bad luck. I thought you were going to challenge because he said two lookings, but it's too late now. I don't think he was going slowly. I think he was going magnificently. He had the bit between his teeth and he was raging forward with Perseus and Medusa and the Gorgons.
Doesn't it sound as though he had?
So, Kenneth, in spite of all those challenges, 34 seconds are still left on you with the Three Gorgons starting now.
I almost wish they weren't. However, our Perseus rushed off with you.
Clement Freud has challenged.
We've already had Perseus.
Yes. The one that once you challenge, it's best to stop, because if you get in again, or you get it against you, you've still got a lot of material to continue with.
How right you are. You seem to give me these tips so late in the day, Nicholas, and I've lost heart and almost fallen.
Clement, I agree with your challenge. You have the Three Gorgons and 30 seconds left, starting now.
At school, we had a trice of teachers who were known as the Three Gorgons. One...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
At school we had a trice of teachers.
Yes.
He's talking about grammar. I've never heard of a trice of teachers in my life. I don't think any such thing exists. And I'm not going to sit here and have people talking ungrammatical rubbish about trice. A trice of teachers? I've never heard such rubbish in my life. It's ludicrous nonsense. How dare all these people here be misled
I think under the stress of keeping going without...
Under the stress, my Aunt Penny.
Under the stress...
Under the stress.
Kenneth, under the stress of your Aunt Fanny and all the other penalties in this game, you have been guilty of certain...
I'm not in the lead. I should be given a chance.
You won just recently. Magnificently.
Oh, ages ago. I had 2 light ales since then.
I'm not... That's a lovely line. I must remember that one.
I said the barmaid, mine's a large one, said you order not those things.
Thank you. Lasseter. Give him 2 points.
Okay.
Because you enjoyed his dissertation.
Do I wrestle it from him?
No.
Oh, it would be great.
Because whether it is ungrammatical or not, I'm not sure, but certainly he kept going very well, and he hasn't deviated from the 3 Gorgons, and there are 24 seconds left, starting now.
This professorial trio endeared themselves to the hearts of all their students by coming forth with a brace of subjects.
Andre, Nelly. Yes, Andre, you got him first.
Deviation. It
no,
just
it was hesitation.
And it's hesitation.
It's too late now. You're
going to win. He's going to win.
You could have won. You could have got the point and won the game. But alas, your first challenge was deviation. He didn't deviate. So I've got to be fair within the rules of the game. Yes. Clement, you're still there with 14 and a half seconds on the 3 Gorgons, starting now.
In mythology, the Greek.
Andre, you did get in that time.
Yes.
Hesitation. Why didn't you say it last time? All right. So, gird your loins, girl. Because I have received a message that we're in the last round and there are 13 and a half seconds left on you and you're still in the lead on the 3 Gorgons starting now.
There's this marvellous steak and kidney pie which you can get at the pub on the Surrey-Sussex border known as the 3 Gorgons.
Kenneth Williams is challenged.
Oh, I was going to say it's deviation, but then she went on to say it was the name of the pub.
I know she did. So you got in just too late. In fact, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. You still sure you challenged again.
There's no pub called the 3 Gorgons. I'm reliably informed by a gentleman in the front row as a publican.
That was the one who said, are you boasting?
Easy on it.
I disagree with your challenge.
No lines on him, but you can see where they've been.
What was that one we didn't
No,
see?
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Andre, you have another point, and you have 6 seconds on the 3 Gorgons starting now.
There's this sign outside with these three heads with these snakes.
Peter Jones' challenge.
Repetition of sign.
Yes, and this. All right.
That was good. Yes, he got in there, didn't he? That was good.
It's not going to make any difference to the result, unfortunately.
Isn't it? Oh.
No. There are 3.5 seconds on the 3 Gorgons with you, Peter, starting now.
And there they were on the Surrey side of the river.
What are you talking about? How can 3 Greek girls be on the Surrey side of the river?
But he was probably referring to the pub that Andre had already mentioned. So he has another point, and there's 1 second left on the 3 Gorgons, Peter, starting now.
Laughing like Drake.
So Peter Jones and Andre Melly gained a number of points in that round with the help of Kenneth Williams because I disagree with all his challenges. So I have to give you the final result because I told you this was going to be the last round. Kenneth Williams finished, alas, in 4th place. Well, I know. It's that he does win sometimes, but he gives so much to the show, doesn't he?
What's he given you?
Nothing. That's why he loses. Clement Freud finished in 2nd place alongside Peter Jones. They were equal in 2nd place. Andre Melly, who girded her loins magnificently, held her lead, and our victor is Andre Melly. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute and will want to tune in again at the same time next week when once again we take to the air and play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.
That edition of Just a Minute was first broadcast in 1972. Tomorrow at the same time, you can hear Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Sheila Hancock, and Alfred Marx in an edition from 1976.